Chapter 6, Councils in Battle Creek. Huntsville, Alabama, June 15, 1904. To Union Conference Presidents. During the past night, scenes that clearly outline our present position were vividly presented to me. Scenes that had passed before me while we were on the steamer Morning Star were once more presented. These representations, with the instruction given me, make clear to my mind some of the experiences of the Berrien Springs meeting and of the councils which followed in Battle Creek. The long-suffering patience of God and His wonderful forbearance were manifested during the Berrien Springs meeting. Once more, the Lord held forth to men who have been linking up with worldlings and working with unbelieving lawyers the words of love and mercy that He has been speaking for years. The meeting at Berrien Springs was an occasion of great perplexity to many of our brethren. It was a time of heavy burden and of taxing labor for me. The Lord strengthened me and gave me power to stand before the people and speak words of counsel and encouragement. A special message of hope and courage was given for men at Battle Creek. Oh, why did they not lay hold of it? There was opportunity for them to be placed upon vantage ground. Why did they not appreciate this opportunity? Greater evidence will not be given them that God is calling for a change of attitude. Some good confessions were made, but some chose to justify themselves and demanded confessions from their brethren. I have been given no encouragement to go to Battle Creek. I was shown that efforts would be made to call our leading men there to investigate the scriptures and discuss points of difference. I was then instructed that the students who had been called to Battle Creek and the ministers held there are in a dangerous atmosphere. The proposition to continue the same relations to Battle Creek, which again and again have been pointed out as detrimental, and the proposal to do that which should not be done, are ill-timed and dangerous. The result of these relations is unbelief in the movings of the providence of God. The testimonies that the Lord has given to establish the faith of His people in His Word have been made of no effect. Men have sneered at the thought that it was God's judgments which had come upon the institutions in Battle Creek. Notwithstanding this, God's hand of mercy was not withdrawn from the institutions and the men in positions of responsibility. He still strove to save those who have been binding themselves up with worldlings. I have been instructed to say that altogether too long have our ministers been answering the calls to come to Battle Creek to attend councils. That which has been done by calling men away from their work to attend councils in Battle Creek for the purpose of bringing about a better understanding has failed to meet our expectations, because leading men in the medical work were determined to carry out their cherished plans, and at the close of each council, these men have made representations that they had gained decided victories. It has been shown me that the effort made at Berrien Springs to save the leading men in the medical work was interpreted by them as a victory over their brethren, and has been used to strengthen their hands in the carrying out of their purposes. The gracious invitation was given, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden light." But the invitation was not accepted. The Lord says, "Why will you not come to me and find rest? Why do you refuse my outstretched, helping hand?" After I had spoken for the last time at Berrien Springs, a scene passed before me, showing me that some would construe what had been done at that meeting to save them as special victories for their side. I saw evil angels working with their deceptive sophistries on men's minds so that they might work on other minds to deceive, if possible, the very elect. I was filled with an intense desire that those who were deceived might come to the light. Our brethren are not to be called to Battle Creek to hold a council for the examination of doctrines, while the men who profess to know the truth remain surrounded by a cloud of unbelief. Our ministers, instead of turning their faces toward a council at Battle Creek, should be considering the thousands of people in the cities of America who should be hearing the message of warning. These cities have been strangely neglected, and the judgment will reveal the result. This is not a time to call from the field our leading workers to discuss and adjust points of difference between the medical workers and the workers in other lines. The remedy for many of these differences will be found in heeding the messages of counsel published in recent testimonies. The present is a time for aggressive work in the field. To our brethren in Washington, the word is given, arise and build. To our people in all the conferences, the word is, strengthen the hands of the builders. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.